Welcome to another episode of Masked Monologues. I'm your host, aka Girl, and today I am joined by Kirsten. So would you like to tell us a little bit about yourself, Kirsten, how you got into writing and what you do for a living?
Yeah, so I've always wanted to be a writer. I've been doing it since I was 7 years old, starting off writing stories about cats and dogs and eventually evolving to more mature subjects as I grew older with teen topics. And eventually things just evolved into me being a book editor as I connected with more writers in my Instagram community. And then eventually I added confidence coaching onto that just to combine the technical side of things with creating a book with the mindset and just being able to help writers find their passion, follow their specific path that works best for them, and just being able to help all the worthy writers that I can.
So I heard, or I was looking on your website, and I heard that you did confidence coaching. Can you tell us a little bit about that and how it ties into your writing, or is it separate?
Yeah, it's definitely tied in because I want to work specifically with writers in that coaching so that they can feel good about what they're doing. They're not struggling as much. There's always going to be challenges that you find along the way, regardless of what you're doing. So it's really just about making things easier for yourself and not having that constant doubt and anxiety, like, oh, are people going to like this? What should I do? Where should I go from here? Just having that additional partnership with someone of, okay, just get it all out there, say what you need to say, and you're going to be okay. We're just like limiting those fears and
yes,
making sure that you're not so full of doubt and everything as you're trying to publish books, right?
So with your own writing, have you found that you're a little insecure, or can you walk us through your writing process and how it works for you?
Yeah, I've definitely had my fair share of insecurities. And right now I've been working on helping a friend write a memoir. And those kind of brought out a little bit more insecurity because it's okay, I'm writing this for someone specifically. I usually say to write for yourself, but when I'm literally writing this for someone else, it's okay, what are they going to think? What do I do? I'll be writing something and everything. I'll end up just like avoiding it because of that fear. So trying to get over that and build up like, okay, just write, just do it. Like, it's going to be fine. These people are your friends. They're going to be okay. So I've definitely had that. And, you know, some days are better than others, but just knowing that I can motivate myself and have those thoughts and be like, okay, just do the thing and stop avoiding it. And that makes it a lot easier.
So when you're writing for others, do you find that you need to go back, do a lot of tweaks and edits after they give you feedback? Or how does that work for you?
When I first started out, I did a lot of copywriting for like businesses and things like that. So there is a lot of like back and forth, getting to know what they want. And it's similar to editing too. You really want to know the purpose of what they're trying to do with the piece and trying to figure out their voice and their language and not trying to change it into your own language, but really helping them align with their own language and the way they want to portray their work in the best way possible. So it's definitely a process. And when you're writing for someone, it's definitely a little bit longer process just to get those tweaks in as opposed to editing, because there's a little bit, you're not as involved in the sense of you haven't written it alongside with them. You're just second stages. So it's a little bit different.
So with that, I want to ask, with the rise of AI technologies, how has that affected your writing? Is it useful, a useful tool that you can use to expedite the process, or do you find that it's a hindrance?
For myself, I find that I haven't used it much for like writing or editing. I know that some other writers use it for journal prompts or like little ways to explore their emotions and small things like that. I would never recommend it to write an entire book because that just takes the heart and the passion of creativity. And I know there's like programs, like before all this big stuff with AI came out and everything, that can help you edit and stuff like that. But it's still never going to be as good as like human eye. And you always need that additional layer, right?
No, if you paste a prompt into ChatGPT, I feel as though it's almost like a computed response where it doesn't have that human quality to it. It's just, it's going through the algorithm and then it's spitting out whatever it's creating. So
yes, exactly.
And I want to ask you, when you came out of university, you started out as a copywriter. Is that correct? So can you
tell
us a little bit about your experience as a copywriter?
Yeah, so I did, like I said, I worked for a lot of businesses of writing about pages and product descriptions, just a lot more of the technical side of writing. So it wasn't really creative, I would say. It wasn't like fiction or anything like that. It was more just state the facts, be really concise. And it's a good practice in writing and being concise, get to the point, not using too much flowery language, which is more popular these days. People just want to get the story, don't waste my time, that kind of mindset. So it was really interesting to still use my, you know, when I went to college, I did take a few creative writing courses and nonfiction courses as well. So I've always had both sides of that experience. So it was interesting to be able to use my creativity, but not get too creative with that.
And when you were writing for business, was it mostly like marketing prompts or product descriptions, or what did you do exactly?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, it's like website stuff and, like I said, about pages and sometimes blog posts. But yeah, I was definitely more of informational type of writing as opposed to creative. So I think that's part of the reason why I stopped doing that, because I wanted to be more creative with what I was doing. And that's why I like working with self-published writers now.
Personally, do you prefer more the creative writing as opposed to the informative writing? Or what do you enjoy doing in your own time?
Yeah, I would say I am mainly a fiction writer, and that's what I enjoy the most. I do have an idea for my own little memoir piece about the health journey I went through a few years ago and just being able to share that. But I find the common theme within my creative fiction writing and my informative writing, there's always that theme of inspiration and letting people know they're not alone, and just using my experiences to help others find their purpose and just really feel good about themselves, because that's just something that I want more of in the world. It's just to be happy, be positive, find that light within you.
Can you give us about 3 tips on how you become a confident writer?
Yeah, I love that question. So I feel like there's 3 main things that I really talk about a lot with the writers I coach and edit with. We do journaling a lot. So I love offering journal prompts. I do journal prompts at the end of the show notes of all my podcast episodes. And it just gives you a chance to get your thoughts out there, explore who you are, what you want, your emotions, or just practice writing something just for the sake of it. So journaling is really good just to flex those writing muscles and just be able to just feel good about what you're doing and have the joy of it, as opposed to the pressure of, oh, I got to publish this, I have to work on my novel. So just that's one piece that is always really fun, in my opinion.
Do you daily, or how do you go about journaling? Is it like an everyday thing, or maybe every 2 days?
I've tried to journal every day before. I find sometimes I'm just like not in the mindset for it. And if I don't do it like first thing in the morning, then it just loses it throughout the day. But I do more of like bullet journaling, where I'll write like positive statements to myself, or just like things that went well for me, just little things. I find if I write too long, then my hand just gets super cramped. So I'm just like, I don't want to write long form like journal posts.
Okay.
Yeah, and then the other 2 things that I was going to say is just some people really meditation or like mindfulness practices, just giving you a chance to set intentions for the day or just feel in the moment as opposed to thinking about the future and stressing about everything. And then really finding some within yourself and with others, because I find that with comparison, especially with any kind of artist or creator, right? There's that comparison fear that comes in. Oh, this person is doing this really well, and I wish I could be doing that. So it's really about bringing yourself back and looking inward and look at how far I've come. Look at how amazing that I am. And just there's so much in our minds that can trick us and force us into being more negative. So just really practicing getting into that positive attitude and being like, yes, like this is what I'm meant to do. This is, I'm a writer. This is who I am. And just being able to celebrate that and know there's no like small or big wins. It's all just everything that you're doing is amazing. That should be celebrated.
So you've talked about mindfulness and meditation. I've noticed that some writers feel more connected to their art when they go out for walks in nature, or if they have conversations with family and friends. What puts you in the mood to write, or what could trigger that creativity for you?
Yeah, I think for myself, a lot of it is just having the ideas, like, okay, I want to write about this today. And, you know, I want to make sure I have all these ideas down before I forget them. And mm-hmm. when people go for walks and stuff like that, it's really about clearing your mind and not having to think about all these different things. Because when you're doing like mundane things, like you're doing the dishes, laundry, in the shower, like your mind just opens up more, and it just lets you be more creative, be more, remember things more easily. Mm-hmm. So just being able to shut your brain down and just focus on, like for me, I like to listen to music and stuff like that. And that really helps me just calm down and be more creative, as opposed to thinking about your laundry list of things that you have to do, and really just focus on, okay, this is what I want to do today, and I'm going to go do it like right now.
So how do you create a conducive environment for creativity? Do you usually have a pen and a notebook by your bedside? Or do you have your little desk and it's all set up with stationery? What motivates you to write? Do you do certain tips or tricks that can prompt you to write more?
A lot of the ideas that I come up with, I put into notes on my phone. Mm-hmm. I have to go through it again, because I find that there's just like a whole bunch of random snippets of things. And I got to figure out, okay, is this actually an idea, or is this just a random thing that I thought of in the middle of the night? So for me, it's a lot of that. I do have a lot of empty notebooks and journals I need to start writing and stuff like that. But I feel like it's just easier because my phone's always like right there. Just take the ideas down and get the ideas out. And I get a lot of ideas when I'm like watching TV and movies and being like, oh, I think this is a good story idea, or I would do this differently, and things like that.
So you say that you're a fiction writer. Have you written any books in the past, or are you working on a book currently?
Yeah, so there's three books that I have written. One of them is unpublished now. The other one's just ebook. And one of them was a limited release co-written book. That one was poetry that I wrote with somebody, just about finding your light within darkness. It's called Blooming in the Dark. And I wrote the first book I wrote was a short story collection of, I guess, mental health topics and society discussions. And the goal for that book was just like, I really wanted to start discussions with people and just have something out there that I had written. And I unpublished it because I've just learned so much since then that I just want to rework it and do it in a way that reflects myself as a writer now. And then I did write a nonfiction book, which is ebook right now on my website. And it is, the goal for it is what I've been talking about, with inspiration and confidence and just feeling good about yourself and not apologizing for who you are and things like that. And it's so funny because I've always loved reading like thriller and mystery books, and I always thought that's the kind of writer I wanted to be.
Yeah.
And when I tried writing those books, it just never worked out in my mind. Mm-hmm. I could never wrap my head around the whole story. And then when I started writing more of these like inspirational pieces, whether it's fiction or nonfiction, it just came so much more easy, and that was when I really finally clicked, okay, this is what I meant to be writing. So it's cool that I've been able to have so many different mediums for sharing that, with short stories and poetry and nonfiction and everything.
So this is going to be a different type of question, but I want to know, what moment did you feel, yes, I meant to be a writer, or when did that happen for you in your life?
Yeah, I think I've had multiple moments of that throughout my life. I have this really weird memory from sixth grade where I'm in the car leaning my head against the window just thinking about whatever. And then it just suddenly hits me that, oh, I'm going to be a writer when I grow up. And it's so weird because I've always loved writing throughout school, even before sixth grade. So it's just such a weird memory, because it's one of those things where it feels like a memory, but it also feels like it wasn't really. It was just something I created for myself. So it's funny that way. And then over time, I've worked in different jobs and like retail and things like that, and I've never really found a passion for anything else besides writing and creativity. So just being able to reinforce that within myself and get to take courses in college and read books about writing and connect with different writers on Instagram has just been continually reinforcing like I was meant to be a writer. And then there was also a book that I read, The Magic Strings of Frankie Presto by Mitch Albom, and that really solidified writing inspirational pieces. Mm-hmm. And his stories are really similar to what I want people to feel when they read my work and everything, and just that open and happy and bright concepts and just being able yes. to inspire people. And yeah, so like just it's really something I'm passionate about, and I'm glad that I've followed a path that's yeah. really allowed me to keep going with it.
I've noticed that most creatives feel more creative once they have limitations imposed on them. And by limitations, I'm talking about maybe you have to write about a certain prompt. You have to write for a certain specific writer, or you were saying how you were writing about lead pages for other people. Or it could even just be a concept that you're working on. Do you find that limitations enable you to be more creative? Or do you just like a blank page and then write anything down? Because I feel as though when you have a blank page, you're faced with a creative block, like writer's block. Most people don't know what to write, where to start. So do you believe that there's limitations you can give yourself that will allow you to write more and better quality of writing?
Yeah, I really like that question. I think limitations, I wouldn't even really call it limitations. It's more just like the structure or the rules of the story you want to write mm-hmm. or the ideas you have. Because say if you're writing fantasy or mystery, like every genre has their own rules of the realm and everything like that. So when you have the ideas and you have things that you know you're going to write, as opposed to, like you said, just staring at a blank page, if you have too many ideas or you don't know where to start, like that can definitely block you a lot more than just, okay, I'm writing a fantasy book or I'm writing a memoir and this is where I want to start. You know, I'm very structured with my writing process. I always start with an outline and everything. So that definitely helps a lot. And then I just find the story as I go along with just that basic structure. So it's definitely easier to know what you're doing and mm-hmm. know how you can go about it, as opposed to just there's endless possibilities. Figure it out. That's a lot harder to manage than, okay, I'm going to write about this topic with this characters and these are the goals of the story. And having that structure definitely makes it easier.
How do you structure your outlines? Like when you're planning to write a story, planning to write a book, how will you specifically gather ideas? Do you make a web? Do you write a list? Do you have different notes in different places and then just compile them all together? And how do you, if you're writing fiction, how do you develop characters, or what do you do in your writing process?
Yeah, I find for myself, I typically just have a basic outline in like paragraph form of just, okay, this is the opening scene, I'll write a couple sentences about that, and then I'll focus on the four plot points throughout so I can see it from the beginning to the end and just mm-hmm. figure out, okay, so I feel like I guess the plot is more developed first, and then mm-hmm. I get to know the characters as I'm writing the first draft and everything, and just being able to focus in on those finer details. So I start with like big picture stuff just to be able to know like the starting point, and then I can, when the second, third, whatever draft, I can focus more on like developing the characters and figuring out what they want and how they're getting there.
It seems like you do a lot of edits to your writing, and other writers probably go back in their like first draft, second draft, third draft. When do you know when a piece of writing is finished and when it's complete? Is there a point, or are there any indicators?
Yeah, a lot of it is just trusting your intuition and knowing, have I told the story with my main purpose in mind? If you're writing a memoir, say I'm going to write a memoir about my health journey, or if you're writing a mystery novel, and it's really about reading through your work, and does it feel complete? Have you hit all the plot points that you wanted? Is there any points that feel confusing? So there is a lot that does go into it, but at the end of the day, you have to be like, am I ready to share this to the next stage of like beta readers or professional editors, right? So you do want to have three, maybe four self-edited drafts and time in between that are breaks, just so you can give yourself a fresh perspective of it. Unfortunately, there is no set schedule for you should do this step. It's what's going to work best for you and your story and how you're going to feel when you're starting to share it with people and when you make it to the final product. Because the starting product and the final product are going to be vastly different as you work on it yourself and connect with other people as you're working on it. Yeah, it's finding that balance of, okay, you don't want to keep tweaking it too much where you're just at perfectionist level now, because nothing's perfect. That doesn't exist anyways. And just believing in yourself and giving yourself deadlines of, okay, I need to have, you know, the draft ready at this date.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm curious about the publishing process. How does that work for you? Do you send it off to editors? Do they get back to you? How long does it take?
Yes, for myself, since I'm self-published, it's a lot easier for me to create my own deadlines and everything. And there's no pressure to, like, you know, get it to somebody else at a specific date. With editors, I find that they typically book out like a few months in advance. So you want to make sure you have your set editor in mind so you can plan that. And it's usually 1, maybe 2 months for the different stages of editing, because there's like the development, which sometimes people just use beta readers to help with that.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the technical, like development is like the full story arc and the characters and plot points and stuff. And then you get into the more technical stuff with like copy and line editing and proofreading and all that. So with self-publishing, it really depends on your budget and what editing piece is going to be the best for you and then fit within your budget and everything. But for me, yeah, I try to, you know, do the full process of once I'm done my self-edits, you get some beta readers just to let you know what the reading experience is, and then go through professional editors, and then typically uploading it is pretty easy with self-publishing platforms. And there's usually the FAQ, you can look at what their standards are for like the formatting and things like that. And there's tons of book professionals that can help you with formatting and cover design and everything like that. So it's nice that I've had the opportunity to be in the writing community for so long that I've made connections with all these types of professionals. Yes.
What do you do when it comes to marketing your book? So how do you get other people to read your book? How do you do shows in bookstores? Do you set up stands and do signing? I know a lot of authors will sign your book copy if you purchase it from their stand. How do you go about marketing your books?
I haven't had the opportunity myself to do like book signings, like in person and at bookstores and everything like that yet, but we'll see how the future goes. But that is definitely a good thing. There's a lot of independent bookstores or the main bookstore in your community. You can definitely figure out if you can do a signing. All you got to do is ask. They find the right people that are involved in organizing things like that. And for me, mainly my marketing has just been like social media and my podcast and being on other podcasts and things like that. And it's one of the big things is just talking about it as much as you can. I know I've seen a lot of fear of, oh, if I talk too much about it, I'll annoy people. But not everyone's like looking at all your stuff all the time. So you got to keep talking about it, keep sharing what you're passionate about, your piece and everything. And then the more you talk about it, the more books you create, the more people are going to notice you. So it's just keep showing up, keep being consistent and never stop. If this is what you're really passionate about doing, just keep going and you'll find your audience and your readers.
On that note, I'm going to wrap this up. Can you tell us where we can find your books, where we can find your social media channel?
Yeah, so everything is mainly on my website or my Instagram. worthywriters.ca/shop is where you can find all the books I published, and I've created journals and resources for writers and things like that. And then you can connect with me on Instagram, confident.kirsten. And that's where I mainly hang out. And I'm usually pretty good at responding as fast as I can. I like making connections with other writers on there. And it's just a lot of fun to be on.
I want to thank you all for joining us today. And if you like this episode, please share it with a friend, a family member, or share it on your social media. And we'll see you next time.
Hear the stories they all say. Let the kids.